Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Practical listening attitudes and skills. Jesus Christ said that we should be careful how we hear. After he spoke about the parable of the sower, the parable of the sower is concerning somebody speaking and four types of hearers. So there are various types of listeners to the word of the kingdom, which according to Matthew was sown. So as you listen to me right now, you are not the only person listening to me. But you see, there are different types of listeners. There are people who are effective listeners, attentive listeners, and there are people who are casual listeners who hear, but according to Jesus, do not hear. The unfortunate thing in life is that we are trained how to talk, how to speak. But we are never taught how to listen. But listening is very important. Because as for God, he will speak. He will speak the same word to everybody. But whether the word will benefit you or not depends on what kind of a listener you are. Because anytime the Bible talks about hearing, like faith comes by hearing, he is putting the ball in the court of the listener, not the speaker. So faith comes by the way that you listen. God wants us to listen in such a way that faith will be born in our hearts. Listening is very important to God. Maybe you have not thought about it, but God is a very effective, dynamic listener. God listens to all of us. If there is somebody, maybe whom you cannot get anybody to speak to, you can speak to somebody who is called God, because as for him, he will always have ears for you. He will always listen to you, no matter how downcast you are, no matter how inexpressive you are. As for God, he is a very good listener.
Hallelujah.
I believe that we must be like God. Or if I should say, we must be like Jesus, who came to live out the life of God on this earth. Because the Bible makes us to know that Jesus was a wonderful listener. I believe that he listened more than he spoke. If we, the people of God, are going to learn the art of effective listening, I believe that our lives will be transformed, and we will transform one another. We will transform our societies. Because everybody is talking everywhere. You open the radio, everybody is talking. You walk around, everybody is talking. And sometimes I wonder how many people are really listening. There are many people who need people just to listen to them. But I believe that God, being a wonderful listener, He wants us to have His attribute of listening also. He is such a wonderful listener that although He knows all our needs, He knows what you need right now as you listen to me. But He encourages you to talk to Him about it. Why does He do that? Because He wants to demonstrate to us that He is a listening God. So imagine everybody is crying out to God. Everybody is praying to God. All humans are doing that in a way or another. All animals are doing that in a way or the other. All birds are doing that. The Bible makes us to know that God listens to them all. God takes listening very seriously. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus was like that when He came on earth. I know you will say that, well, Pastor, I don't see Jesus Christ listening to anybody. Let's go to the book of Isaiah and let us see how Jesus' life was. Isaiah chapter 50. Because Jesus came to demonstrate how God is. And actually, God equipped Jesus when He was coming on earth. When He was coming on earth to die for us. When He was coming on earth to bring the kingdom to us. There is one equipment that is mentioned that is very dear to His work. In Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4, the prophet with the spirit of Christ is prophesying about Jesus. He says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned. In other words, Jesus is the one speaking. It is the spirit of Christ speaking and saying that God, my Father, has given me, Jesus, the tongue of the learned. That I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. In other words, God awakens Jesus morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord has opened my ears, and I was not rebellious. He was not rebellious against God's will to go to the cross. Neither did I turn away. Neither did I turn away from the cross. I gave my back. Jesus is still speaking. He says that I gave my back to those who struck me or smote me. He is talking about Jesus bearing His back for them to lash His back for our healing. And my cheeks to those who pluck off the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. This prophecy is talking about Jesus suffering on the cross for us. Giving His back to those who will lash Him for our healing. And those who make fun of Him and pluck His beard. Since I gave my cheek to those who pluck beards. I don't know why they draw Jesus sometimes and he looks like me. Have you seen the picture of Jesus that looks like a woman with no hair on his face? And with a hat in the middle of his chest. It is biblically wrong. It is scientifically wrong. But people adore it. The Bible says, I give my cheeks to those who pluck the beard. But look at the scripture very well. The equipment that God gave to Jesus that enabled Jesus not to rebel against God. That enabled Jesus not to turn his back away from the cross, away from dying in Gethsemane. He says that he gave him the ears of a learner. The Hebrew word there is talking about an instructed person, a student, or a disciple.
Now, what can kind of Greek now?
And every morning God will wake him up. He wakes up his ears to hear as the learned. Because you can hear or you can listen. But you can listen as an instructor. You can listen as somebody who is not a good listener. On the other hand, you can listen as a learned person. You can have Jesus' type of listening. He listened as a learned, he listened intelligently. He listened effectively. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what God gave Jesus. If God found the need to give Jesus such a listening ear, I believe you and I, we need the same. Because he said, as my Father sent me, even so send I you. Look at the book of Psalms, chapter 40. Let's look at the life of our Lord Jesus. How he was a wonderful listener. Because he will not dare to tell people, be careful how you hear, if he himself is the opposite. He is not careful how he hears. He doesn't mind the way he hears or he listens. Psalm chapter 40, and then verse number 6. Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire. You know, in the Old Testament, they were full of sacrifice and offerings in the temple. This is the spirit of Jesus Christ prophesying about Jesus Christ yet to come, and he is speaking in the first person singular. He is saying that sacrifice and offerings you did not desire. God, you didn't like that. So Jesus is bringing something new, which is different from the Old Testament tradition or way of worshiping God, which is summed up in offering, burnt offerings and sin offerings and all that. So he says that sacrifice and offerings you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Please underline, my ears you have opened.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
In Jesus bringing the New Testament system, bringing the word of the kingdom, you know, as against the religion of all the traditions that the Jewish people, Jesus said, you don't like sacrifice and offering, but you have given me something. You have given me a listening ear. And he goes on to say that my ears, burnt offering and sin offering, you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, oh my God. Your law is within my heart. This was a different arrangement that was being prophesied about. The law in my heart. In Jesus bringing the kingdom to the earth, God had to equip him in one way, to give him a listening ear. An ear or a way of listening as a learned person. Otherwise, God's will not come. Otherwise, a new thing that God wants to do will never happen. We saw it in Isaiah. We see in the book of Psalms. That was how Jesus' life was. He was always quiet and meditating. He has so much time for everybody. Even for little children to come and talk to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was a great listener. In the book of Luke chapter 2, the Bible says that he was about his father's business. He told his mother Mary that I am about my father's business. The question is, what is the father's business? If you study that scripture in context, you see that Jesus, after being lost for 3 days, he was found in the temple when he was at the kingdom age of 12, and he was listening and asking questions. He was listening to the doctors of the law. And then he was asking them questions. Obviously, they will also ask him questions. Because that scripture tells us that, and they were astonished at his answers. Questioning. Answering questions. Listening. Jesus called it the Father's business. Hallelujah. Listening is God's business. That is why we must have an effective listening attitude and skills as His children. So the first thing I will talk to you about a listening attitude is have a divinely open ear. Or put it this way, have a student's listening ability. Not a teacher's listening ability. A learner's listening ability. Isaiah 54:5. Number two. Be willing to obey. Be willing to obey in order for you to understand. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, God has to first of all open your ears divinely so that you will listen as a student, because you can listen as a true knowing person. On the other hand, you can listen very humbly like a student. Like Mary, who will sit at the feet of Jesus, that is a learner's posture. In those days, the master will be there and the student will sit at his feet and then listen to the teacher. Jesus compared it to Mary, Martha's attitude. She was very busy with serving everywhere. But Jesus said to her, one thing is needful. When you meet me, when you come to church, when you take your Bible, when you are listening to a tape, one thing is needed, that you have a student's posture. Number two, you must be willing to obey in order for you to understand. John chapter 7. Jesus says in John chapter 7, verse 16, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. Jesus is talking about his word, the kingdom word. Says that if anybody wants to obey the word, if you want to do the word, you will know the teaching. You will know it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether it is from God or it is from the devil or it is from a human being's own kind of makeup and all that. He says that if you are willing, the Greek is if you are determined. If you are determined to do his determination, that is how it reads in the Greeks. If you are willing, as in an active option, that is how the Greek reads. It compares it to impulsive obedience. Yes, like you have not determined to do it, maybe out of maybe impulse, you just maybe on the spur of the moment you do it. That is not what the Greek says. The Greek says that you must be determined actively, as an active option, as against an impulsive subjective one.
Good.
Good.
And to win a man out to put on a cotwa. Why you want to listen over to today? I can't know why. And then determined.
That's wonderful. Let's give her a clap. You know, that is how sometimes our English doesn't bring out really what is being said. So we feel like, well, oh, but I'm willing. I mean, when it becomes necessary, I see it, I'm willing. No, Jesus is talking about a certain active disposition, as she explained that I am going to do it, whatever thing God says, provided I see I am going to do it. When you make up that resolve, then God, Jesus says that, then you would understand. You know, one of the problems that believers have is to determine whether what I'm hearing is from God or is from somewhere else. Many times they say to themselves, if God wants me to do it, I will do it. But sometimes the issue is whether God wants it, knowing whether God wants them to do it or not. Jesus is solving that problem for us. If you want to know whether a word is from God or not, have a dedicated attitude that I am determined to do anything God wants me to do. Then you will know the teaching. Then you will know the doctrine. Because God will otherwise not reveal it to you. Do you feel like telling people things that you know they will not do? This person, you know that if I send him to Takoradi, he will not go. Will you waste your time going to the person to say, go to Takoradi? No, you will go to another person who may not know Takoradi, but who is willing that whatever you say to him, he will do it. You will go and explain your will to the person. This is what I want. This is what I've planned. This is how Takoradi looks like. This is a picture of Takoradi. I want you to go to Takoradi. Then the person goes. Sometimes people hear, but they don't hear. People don't really get it. It is because they are having their own plans. They feel that God's ways, if you follow it, you have to be very careful. God can land you in a very bad place. That God, if you are following him, when everybody is going like this, he will tell you, go that way. And maybe you are not willing that you are going to stand out to become maybe that person who is treading that path. I mean, you want to follow the crowd. You want to go with everybody. So, God looks at us. We are full of our own ways. The Bible says that be not wise in your own conceit. You understand that? Don't be wise in your own conceit. Your conceit are the things that you have conceived. You have conceived the thing for a long time. He says, don't be wise in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are willing to go the way of God, He will let you know His way. He will let you understand His way. Number three, the third attitude you need to have, a listening attitude you need to have, is long for the kingdom word as for money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must long for God's word. It's an important attitude that a listener must have. Because the word of God is his treasure. And it is not cast before people who have no value for it. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1 to 6 that we should long for wisdom or the kingdom word as we do for money. Do you know how people long for money? If you tell them that they should be somewhere by 5 a.m. At dawn for something,
yes,
they will be there.
Funny, sir. Yeah, there are two tech platforms, sir. And I saw for that $10. I will hire to club.
Yeah, they are giving everybody who comes
$1 million. That's all for their two, sir. Oh, be our bed, you can be a different woman, maybe can have a sorry, huh? No, my chick. Well, my will be a.
Or if the U.S. consular, if he says that by 2 a.m., if you come there, I'll give you visa. No interview, automatically I'll give you visa. You see what will happen over there. You see, it shows the value that people put on money and on visa. God says that translate the same thing to the way that you long and desire for the word of God.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.